Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere, anytime. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. Go to Talkspace.com/LASS and use the promo code LASS to get $45 off your first month. How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to the Love That Lasts podcast, where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Hey, guys, welcome to one of the last episodes under this brand.
We are done forever.
And direction. Can't tell you anymore. And again, we're still, I'm not trying.
Just rebranding.
Yeah, rebranding with a little bit new direction and a couple ideas. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw all that and I teased it. And I'm not going to tease anymore. I'm sorry. I'm done. catch people up on how we're doing real quick. How is the pregnancy going? How are you doing? How is your life? How is your energy? And if you can give us some type of metaphor to try to feel and understand what your body and your brain and your hormones are going through right now, please let us know.
So pretty much Jeff just wants me to say how I'm, how do I say this in the nicest way? We're getting down to the wire. Like, I think I'm starting to get ready to have this baby. The other night I had a total meltdown. And it was worse than my 13-year-old self, where I was on the bed throwing pillows, bawling, crying, screaming. But no, it's not horrible. I just am starting to get really uncomfortable to the point of if something drops on the ground, it's gone. Like I can't bend over anymore. I can't get it. Sweet Kinsley will, I have to ask her to pick things up for me now, and Jeff has to clean up spills on the floor for me now. So that's kind of where we're at. And I've been having some back issues. And for some reason, the couch is the most comfortable place for me to sleep. So I'm like one with the couch right now.
I know. I need to get you that shirt.
Nap actually. Time, bedtime.
I need to get you that shirt, actually. You said it, but it was like there was that shirt where it said, like, I'm at the stage of my pregnancy where if I drop something, it's gone forever.
No, but really. Like, and our house is just kind of a mess right now. We're like,
what?
Well, a little. It's just disorganized. Like, we're sitting in Jeff's office.
Well, there's a couple. Yeah.
He's trying to redo it. So there's Legos everywhere and books everywhere. And then we're trying to get the baby's
then
nursery.
The closet and then the garage.
And
yeah, so, those three places.
And I'm organizing our closet. And I have a bunch of things I need to sell. And so the hamper in our closet is in a different area. And so Jeff doesn't really have anywhere to put his dirty clothes. And he just throws them on the ground in the closet, which is normally fine. I don't mind picking them up. But this morning I was like, babe, I've just reached a point in my pregnancy where I can't reach over shirts anymore. Is there any way you could just, I don't mind putting them in the hamper for you, but can you just put them on the sink for me so I don't have to bend over?
Well, first of all, let's just make a note that, like, I don't normally, I'm not the husband that has you pick up my laundry.
But
I got this. I can explain
it. I just wanted to confirm that you aren't. You're very, like, conscientious.
Not even that. I just take care of my own laundry. I mean, you do the laundry, but I take care of my own dirty laundry. So I'm not the husband that, like, has the wife pick up the laundry, but Alyssa keeps, like, it's like she keeps moving the what do you call it in the metaphor with football? Well, I know, but it's like moving the goalpost where it's like, I don't know how to score anymore. I don't know where to go to actually put my clothes anymore. So then what I do is I put it on the floor for, like, until I can figure it out, basically.
Yeah, but have you noticed that it's always picked up from the floor?
Maybe
so you never really have to figure it out?
No, because I haven't been doing that. This last, while we've been in this transition with you changing the closets, it hasn't been that long, but
it's been a good two weeks.
Okay, but here's what I told Alyssa. I was like, Liz, I always put away my laundry or whatever, my dirty laundry. But, and this shows you how lazy and, like, how ridiculous I am. I was like, but I need something that does not take one extra step to get the thing open.
You have to leave the hamper open.
Open or something that's lidless or something. I want to be able to, not to be TMI, but I want to just be able to undress and throw it. And with my field goal shooting percentage, because I am an amazing shooter, I make it 99 out of 100 times. But if I have to actually go over to something, lift a lid, take off a lid, whoa now.
Then maybe the fact that it's farther away is just for you to get better at your shot.
That's true.
You can just, like, throw it in.
That's true.
Anyway, so that's where we're at with the
pregnancy.
Trimester. 32 weeks today.
Yep. We got some names picked
out. Which I still can't believe I have 8 weeks left, but at the same time, I can't believe, oh my gosh, I have 8 weeks left because we have so much to do.
See, I feel like you get in your head of, like, what there is to do. It's like, this is third kid. We'll plop them in a closet. They'll be fed. They'll live. Like, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do.
There's a lot to do.
There's nothing to do.
AKA, we tore everything out of our closet. Like, Jeff did an amazing job tearing out all the shelves and stuff. What a drawers.
Our closet's actually pretty decent but size, too. But hold on. just so you guys are not getting this visual of we're putting our kid in, like, this absolute just, like, little, like, box. It's a like a master walk-in closet. It's almost, like, probably like 100 square feet, maybe even a smidge.
No, I don't think it's that big. You think?
I bet if... 75? It's weirdly shaped, but I bet it's, like, 75 to 100. And then... so it's not huge, but...
But it's perfect for a nursery. 10-foot
ceiling. Yeah, it's perfect for nursery. We're not putting our kids in, like, a little box.
And if you need to do that, then that's fine, too. But totally,
but I don't want them to think we're just, like, shutting our kid in this little, you know...
No, but we're going to make it cute like a nursery. So Jeff took out the shelving, yeah. But it was a lot more stuck to the wall than we realized. So there's a lot of holes in the wall.
Yes.
So we need to get a drywaller, and then my mom's going to paint it all. And we got a new light fixture, which I'm really excited about. So there's just, you know, things that need to be done.
But, like, all that's me.
I need to
like,
do a garage sale.
Like, what are you doing? That's all me.
I'm just waiting.
I know, but there's really nothing to be done. Like, for you, from in your mental brain space, there's nothing to be done.
But, you know, okay, all the mamas understand what I'm coming from.
Yes, but I push back on all the mamas.
Yeah, that's but have you ever had a baby in your uterus?
That's not fair. Here's the thing. I do.
There's just a lot on my mind of things that I want to accomplish before this baby comes. Yes,
I do think the nesting thing is hilarious, and it doesn't make any sense to me. That's essentially what I'm saying.
I know, but it's like a natural thing. Like
now,
today,
what does make sense is eating during pregnancy. That makes I put on the sympathy weight, right? Like, or what do they call it?
I don't think you do though.
Well, I want to.
Tell them about your sourdough,
guys. I'm essentially turning into a Renaissance man.
Can we praise Jeff anymore today?
Like, seriously.
Let's keep praising him.
No, I've honestly talked about this before because working on a computer 24/7, whether that's editing video, writing a book, like I sit on a computer. It's my work. So I'm getting fat, tired, and sick. Okay. And so, I feel like what gives me a lot of life is just getting out, getting up, working with my hands, and something that allows me to have a little bit more brain space to think. Because I really like thinking, but I don't have a lot of time to think when I'm doing administrative stuff because that takes up the focus. But if I'm doing like deep work, basically, you know, Kel Newport, shout out. And I just like, I'm liking getting better at things to pass on to the kids. There's actually a part of me that has a huge level and intentionality with adding skills simply out of a motivation and a premise of wanting to be able to have the most passable skills down to the family as possible. Like, I think that's actually one of the calls of mom and dad is to actually basically give your kids everything you have. And so I want to have more. I want to have more skills. I want to have more abilities. I want to have more wisdom. And I'm actually purposely building kind of my repertoire for that reason, so that I can teach Kinsley how to woodwork, Cannon how to make bread, or see how I switched the common gender stereotypes right there. But honestly, that's probably how it'll be. Cannon loves his bread and Kinsley loves building. So that I can teach them those things. But all that to say, that's down the road. That's higher vision, longer, blah, blah, blah. It's just me trying to be deep when I'm not. Okay. Sourdough though. So Photoshop was one of my years. Woodworking is one of my years, meaning like I kind of spend a good chunk of time or a year trying to get better at these things and learn the basic premise and skills. And I wouldn't say I'm devoting a year to bread, but it's certainly been the focus lately. And it's been awesome that I've been able to basically go for, are you getting contractions? What's going on over there? Guys,
I'm starting to get really bad Braxton Hicks and it's killing me.
Guys, we might have to take a pause. I'm just staring over there and she's like, I'm like, are you falling asleep? No, and then she starts doing that pregnancy breathing thing where it's like the lips get really tiny. It's like a
okay. Keep going. That was supposed to be all like under the radar.
No, never, babe. I always got to call you out on the mm-hmm. on the podcast.
Anyway, so Jeff had been making bread for a while and it was amazing, but then he decided to
try to take it up to a level of sourdough. And it is incredible. I love me some dough that is sour. And if you don't like dough that's sour, we cannot be friends. Okay. I like it. I want a pucker, right? Okay. I want San Francisco sourdough that literally makes you do the bitter beer face or whatever, warhead sour face, whatever it is. Okay. Not that sour. But yeah. So I've been learning how to do it. And it's such a crap.
I got a starter from a friend.
Yeah. Sourdough more than regular bread, I feel like, is a lot more of a craft, a lot more of like a skill, patience, craft, science, etc. So, yeah, I got a book from a friend, starter from a friend, and then I kind of do self-research a ton on YouTube. And I'm not going to lie, guys, I didn't nail it first time. I did not nail it the first time. I messed up.
Well, it was actually
time.
Really sad. The first time he made it.
It was perfect. It would have been perfect. And it was killer.
But then he got the stomach flu that night.
So
all night. So we had to throw it all away.
Because it was proofing in the fridge overnight. And so I made it on like a Monday, got sick Monday night, woke up and I was supposed to put it in the oven. But Alyssa was like, there's no shot we're eating that or cooking that after, you know, like you got sick 2 hours later. So it wasn't from that. But so we had to throw it out and it looked perfect. So then I tried another couple times and for some reason it just was weird and just didn't. It was a lot wetter, like and doughier and mushier and like non-malleable or no more malleable, I guess would be the word, but than usual. And so I just, I don't know. It just was weird to me. So I was like, oh, this isn't, I don't know. I just wasn't what I thought it was supposed to be looking. So I threw them both out and I did it two times in a row. So I was like, dang. So then I finally just tried to research a little bit more, figure out a couple things. And I did a third one a couple days later and it still was kind of similar, but I had read that like just to keep sending it, you know, just keep sending it. And, so I kept sending it and it actually turned out incredible. So I just kind of basically those loaves were probably fine too. I just didn't realize that was okay. So yeah, so like my fourth loaf ever, killer guys. Like those bubbles, that burnish, that hard outside artisan French country loaf tartine crust. Inside, the crumb was incredible, bubbly, inconsistent in a certain way, which is actually good. It was phenomenal. But real quick, guys.
Let's just say when I think about, like, you know, at Christmas when you make things for your friends, like, you know, a craft or your food or you bring someone dinner or something. Let's just say Jeff has a lot more, what do you call that? Things that he could make for people than I do now. So I'm like,
we actually have to,
so when we think about Christmas gifts, I'm like, oh, you should just make all these things for people.
Seriously.
I need to step up my game.
No, we're actually going to talk about that. I got some thoughts there. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about one of this week's sponsors. You guys heard about it in the beginning, and that is Talkspace. They're super awesome, guys. What they are is they're an online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere, anytime. Again, like I said, all you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace app. And so you can prove your mental health even when you've had trouble making time for it in the past. And it's really, really, really awesome. And I know for me and Alyssa, we believe in mental health. We believe it should not be taboo, that you should be able to pursue it. And it is for normal people and it is for everyone. And it is even, I would say, for people who would say they don't think they need it. It's healthy and it's good for everyone. And I know some people say, oh, I can't even imagine though fitting it maybe into my schedule or life or whatever. And that's why the cool part is I think Talkspace meets all those needs and they let you get something off your chest, seek professional help, talk about everyday challenges, work, home, anxiety, etc. And so it's really, really, really cool and really awesome. And so they have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that all of us face. And so they want to match you with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of going to traditional therapy. And so go to Talkspace.com/LASS and use the code LASS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. And again, that's LASS, LASTS, and Talkspace.com. So TalkSpace.com/last. Okay, so what you were just saying right there is hilarious because I was about to say that. I was about to say the downside is that she keeps volunteering me. Oh, you should make those people cutting boards. Oh, you should make everyone pesto for Christmas. Oh, you should make everyone bread. And I'm like, first of all,
pretty much I want to throw a Christmas fair, but everything I think of creating, it's all Jeff.
Yeah, but first of all,
I'll just host it.
Now, visually, I will say it's tempting and epic to have like a nice little walnut cutting board I make for everyone. On top of that, we got a tartine country, beautiful crumb crust loaf. You know, maybe with a little tea towel and a bow. And then you got over here, you got a little,
towel.
I know. And then you got a mason jar with some fresh homemade pesto with my homemade recipe.
See, does
then
it
maybe
everyone,
some twine. Yep. I see it in my brain.
Does that sound amazing for everyone?
And then I maybe can make it for one person. All that.
I could sew tea towels or stamp them.
Stamp them? What do you mean?
Like you can make like a little decoration on them.
Oh.
That's about all I could, you know, participate in.
Yeah. Guys.
I have good nuts that I can make. Also, what does tartine mean?
I don't know. It's just the word that they use with that bread. I think it's like a style.
Like what?
But the bread I made was tartine style. So I don't know what that means. You tell me. If you listen to the podcast, DM us. What does tartine
mean?
All
the bakers out there.
Yeah. It's Alyssa's birthday tomorrow, guys. And if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, that
happy
means
9/11.
It is. Yeah, I know. It's always depressing, guys, that sure her birthday is on 9/11. And it's still sad, and we still want to honor that day, but I do feel like the more we've gone forward, the more it's not as palpably tense every 9/11 as it was when we were kids. So, so we definitely want to honor those people and all those fallen on 9/11, but it is also your birthday, and we're excited to celebrate you and your birth and your life tomorrow, turning the big 7-8.
Excuse me? Do I seem that much, that old
to you? No, I just made up those numbers. They just for the first two that came to my brain. So how old are you turning? Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're looking for. Tell us how you're feeling. Tell us what your best memory of that year was. And tell us the best memory of your life.
Okay, that's way too many questions. I'll be 31 tomorrow. So fully into my 30s. And I have no idea what we're doing tomorrow because Jeff has a total surprise. So yesterday, okay.
Not a big blowout surprise.
Not a blowout surprise, but a little surprise. But yesterday he was like, so do you want me to tell you what you're doing for your birthday? I was like, yeah. And then he wouldn't tell me. I'm like, well, that's lame. You can't just throw out the bait like that and then take it back.
I did pretty much tell you, though.
He reeled it back in.
You pulled it out of me, though.
No, I have no idea what I'm doing.
You pulled it out of me.
I still don't know what I'm doing.
You pulled it out of me.
But on Wednesday, the day after my birthday, I'm so excited. My parents' neighbors, somehow he has the hookup at one of the hotels here.
Yeah.
And so he said we could swim at the pool all day, which I'm so, so excited about. So the four of us and my parents are going to go swim at the pool all day. And yeah, our family's favorite thing to do because my kids like a big, are literal
it's not
fish.
Just a pool, but it's like, yeah, it's a big resort right down on the ocean, a couple minutes from our house. Some of you have actually stayed there. You guys
slides,
always tweet
fountains.
Us and let us know. And they just remodeled, and they specifically remodeled pretty heavily like the kids area pool. Yeah. So it's like probably one of the better kids area pools on the whole island on all out of all the resorts. There's one slide that's like four stories. Y'all better believe I'm hitting that.
And I was going to, and then I was like, oh wait, that's right, I'm pregnant.
Will they not let you or something?
Well, I think it's kind of dangerous.
You might get a little more aerodynamic or something.
Well, I don't think they let pregnant women go down the slide.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. But that's okay. So anyway, so that'll be really fun. And I'm really excited because we're going to be doing 7 days of giveaways.
Yeah, that was the thing I was
going
to talk about.
Hey.
Yep. Yay.
To celebrate my birthday and finding freedom. So I pretty much get to I pretty much get to live in my dream of being Oprah and giving away all my favorite things.
She do favorite things? Yeah, she do favorite things.
Well, so Christmas, like she does favorite things, but then everybody in the crowd gets it, yep. Which I can't do that. But I picked out 7 things that I am loving right now.
Yeah.
And we'll be giving away one pretty, every day.
They're pretty valuable. If you're on the podcast, we're going to give you a sneak peek. We're not going to tell people that follow us online, but.
Oh, hey.
You're going to get.
And that's another question. Tomorrow, are we like telling everybody the whole week or is it just
I think
the
it's
day
just
of?
They're going to. We're going to. I think we're just going to tell them the day of every day.
But right now, we're going to tell everybody?
No, just some of them. Apple Watch is in there.
Oh.
Carly Jean $100 gift cards in there.
Girl.
Boom. Boom, we're done. You got to figure out the rest of the 5 days.
Let's just say
they're valuable, good
7
gifts.
7 of my favorite things, and I only have half of them. So the other half, I was like, man, these are like my dream wish list.
Yeah,
these
and
are what I really
and
want.
And they're pretty valuable. I think the lowest item is like a $20 gift. And then right above that, the second lowest item is like $50. And then above that is like a couple things that are a couple $100. So,
well, I don't know if it's.
Yeah. No.
Really?
I bought them.
So, happy birthday to whoever gets.
You got to sneeze. Blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Do you know they used to believe that you had to be blessed because they thought it was like a demonic spirit? Because
your heart stopped. Heart stops.
Yeah. So you had to be blessed because they thought.
So
they thought good old Satan was making a good old appearance.
This is such a random podcast.
Satan was like shabow, and then you had to be blessed to make him leave.
So. That was actually a good
sneeze. That's how I pronounce Satan, by the way, guys. Okay.
But most of the time when I sneeze, especially in high school, I would try to hold my sneeze. So I would go like,
and then
I would hold it.
Yeah. So when she holds her sneezes, guys, it sounds like a mouse.
I remember.
It sounds like a mouse just died. That's what it sounds like.
In high school, I was in my English lit class.
You got to admit that's pretty close.
Do any of you have a husband that when you try to tell a story, he interrupts the whole way through? So it's really hard to get your story in.
There's a difference between interrupting and a hype man. I'm a hype man.
Yeah, but I can't even get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, but interrupting's bad. Hype mans make everything better. Like,
there
would be people.
What was I saying? Do you even know what I was saying?
There would be people that would be blessed and actually wish for me to walk around with them in their daily life and just hype. Like, I can hype people up. I'm a hype man.
If you're listening to this podcast, please DM us and tell us if you would actually want Jeff to follow you around during your day.
Or maybe even more general. Would you like tell us how awesome you would think it would be? Like, do you want a hype man or not? You know, like I want a hype man.
Can
in my
I tell
life.
You what I've always wanted?
It's almost like having the movie trailer voice guy come around and follow you all day. Now going into Whole Foods. Okay, continue.
Okay, I didn't want a hype man during my life, but even now to this day, I still would love just like music to follow me around during my day, like a musical or like
good.
A Disney movie.
That is good.
You know? Okay, anyway, so in high school, I was in my English lit class with my best friend.
Yeah.
And the teacher, the professor asked, because I went to community college, she asked a question about this, like whatever we were reading. And nobody was raising their hand or answering the question. And all of a sudden, I had this sneeze come on. And so I did my sneeze like, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but you know.
Well, hold on.
And
hold
she
on.
Had her back.
Hold on,
to
I, my, I closed my ears for a second. What did I do?
It was so bad. I can't impersonate it. But anyway,
you can't impersonate yourself. You mean
no?
You can't?
I can't. I don't know how to do that. But she had her back to me, and then after I did my sneeze, she turned around. And she goes, "Oh, Alyssa, do you have a revelation? Please share it with us."
Do you have a revelation?
My best friend and I just started laughing because we were like, "Oh no, that was just a sneeze."
Oh, that is funny.
Anyway,
real quick, I want to talk about one of this week's sponsors, and that is Care of. They're a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamins and supplemental packs right to your door. guys, they're awesome. I've been taking them for a little bit, and it's cool because you take this quiz essentially that totally perfectly suits kind of like deficiencies in your nutrition and diet and supplements. And so you take this online quiz about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It takes a couple minutes. And 90% of people, it says, fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. And so taking this quiz helps weed that out, and then they help you with that. And the difference is the convenience. For me, it's just highly tailored right to your doorstep in packs that you pull out one each day. They get delivered right to your doorstep and they're personalized. And a portion of every sale goes to the Good Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. So I love that and supporting them. And they have specialty offerings like vegan and vegetarian supplement options. They offer pre and postnatal supplements. And they're delicious. They taste good. They actually they taste good. And that's why I really like them. And I've been taking them for about 3 weeks now, I think. Since I signed up for it, and I really, really, really enjoy them. And so we want to hook you guys up. You can get 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins by visiting takecareof.com and then enter the promo code Jeff and Alyssa, JeffAndAlyssa. So again, that's takecareof.com and enter the promo code Jeff and Alyssa. All right, guys. So now that we are back in our last segment, let's go ahead and maybe give you like something that's actually serious and
like
important.
Something that will make you walk away with your day and say, wow, I feel filled up. That wasn't a waste of time.
Yeah. Two things, guys. Did we just waste your time? Did we just waste your life? Was anything we just said for the last 20 minutes relevant to your life? Or do we need to be sorry? Or do you actually
what a way to go out, right?
Or do you kind of like the banter and kind of like how we just randomly talk?
I kind of like the banter.
All I know is that this is pretty much us just 24/7, which is so. I don't know.
Sometimes we sit down and have like actual good conversations.
No, I'm talking about in our life. I'm talking about in our life.
I know. In our life, we sit down and have deep conversations.
Yeah, probably a couple times a year for sure. I have deep conversations with myself at least 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking that you're not deep either. I'm just saying once you got little kids, it's like try finding that deep time.
Well, no. Jeff is the type where he is always thinking very deeply. And I know that. And there'll be lulls in our relationship where I don't hear anything for a while. And then all of a sudden it just gushes out. So we could be like a whole month where he just doesn't have much to say. And then all of a sudden.
But I'm there. I'm not checked out.
You're
I'm
here.
All there. I just don't.
Oh, no. You're here. But it's not like I'm asking, like, what are you thinking about? Or tell me more. And you're like, you know, not much. And he always asks about me. And then we'll hit this point and he'll just like gush it out. And it'll be like 2 hours every night for a week. All these thoughts. And I love it when that happens.
No, that is true. I tend to just want to deflect. And not out of like, just because it just needs more time to marinate. You know what I'm saying? It's like a good steak. You know what I'm saying? Like it's got to marinate. So it's not even deflection out of like.
Well, it's funny because I feel like you're a out loud processor, but you also internalize it for a really long time. So you're like both.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I like deflecting and talking about you for like, yeah, I feel like 3 out of the 4 date nights of the month, if we do one a week, usually, is pretty much just me asking you questions, me talking about you.
Yeah.
And then for 2 seconds, you say, how are you doing? I say, yeah, good. Okay. So, and then I go, you know, and then, yeah. And then 1 out of the 4, I feel like maybe I'll say like, hey, I'm really thinking about this. We should do here. We should move here. We should sell everything. We should pick up this new craft. We should get on an airplane. It's usually something a little cray, but not
then
always.
I shut it down. But the week he was sick, Jeff got the stomach flu real bad, and he was out
violent.
For like a week.
Guys, it was violent.
Well, we don't need to go into details, but except, you know that
I thought
part
I was
going to
die
Bride
for about 30
face?
Minutes. Oh, yeah, where Melissa, what's
it was
name?
Like
Melissa,
that.
What's her
McCartney?
Name?
Yeah, McCarthy?
Melissa, I think it's McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy gets up on the sink. It's coming out both ends.
It's hot like lava.
If you don't think Bridesmaids is not one of the best movies of all time, that's also borderline a movie that is inappropriate and does
it
not
totally
and allows
is inappropriate.
And makes you not a Christian for like 48 hours.
Watch the edited version, please.
Yeah, it's one of those movies. That's one of those.
Like the TV version.
I was just going to say, that's one of those movies that they show on TV and you're like, this is hilarious. And then you rent and watch the real one and you're like, oh my
God.
That's like, what was the one your dad said that about? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't watch that movie because it's too. I never even made it through because it's so, whatever you call it, like just raunch and terrible.
Even the TV one?
No, I mean like.
Oh,
like,
well, that's it. My dad had only seen it on TV, so he watched it all the time.
Yeah, that movie is just like so irreverent and licentious and raunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I mean, maybe people think, hey, if that's your jam, you do you. Everyone's got a different level of consciousness and Holy Spirit, you know, guidance. So you do you, but I'm just saying personally. And then, but what was funny is, yeah, so your dad had only
seen
it.
He would always talk about it.
Yeah, because he loves it.
Yeah.
And it is hilarious on TV because they take out all the bad parts and it's still hilarious. And so then one night, like a month or two ago, he's like, oh, that's one of my favorite movies. Because I watch it on TV all the time. I'm going to buy it on Netflix or whatever, or rent it, watch it on Netflix. I think he almost passed out. It was funny.
Well, I feel like that with Christmas Vacation.
That one's
growing,
bad?
Yes,
I can't remember
growing
that.
Up on TV, it's so good. And then if you ever rent it, there are some scandalous things. I mean, not like
Christmas Vacation,
forgetting Sarah Marshall, but
that was like Back to the Future when I watched it with the Pryor kids. Remember?
No, I don't remember.
Me and Jeremy always laugh about that one. So we have like a family. We have like family friends that were they're kind of like our mentors. Their kids are like 10 to 18 or 8 to 16 at that time or something like that. Kind of middle of the road kids, teenagers, some younger.
Middle of the road kids.
I meant like, how do you?
That sounds terrible.
No, I meant like, no, honestly, what?
Middle-aged.
Is that what you said? But
no.
Yeah, because middle-aged then is like 50-year-olds.
Yeah. Tweens and teens.
No, but there's a bigger gap than that. I was basically just trying to say they have the whole range except for toddlers. I didn't know what, that seems like middle of the road age.
No.
Because they weren't fully 18
that
yet.
That's terrible. Middle range?
Okay, guys, all I know is there a word or cultural phrase to describe basically when there's kids 8 to 16? They're not, it would be wrong to say they're all teenagers or like they're all high schoolers. And it would be wrong to say they're all like elementary because the range is like 8 or 9 years, but they're also, there's no toddlers. So I feel like they're kind of just all in that middle time, like the middle.
It's not middle of the road.
I guess you'd probably just say middle school and high school. Anyways, yeah. eight elementary. Yes, guys, that's hard.
That is hard.
But so we were, I think they went on a date night, right? Like Jeremy and April, and we watched
was
the kids
I
one
here?
Night.
I was not there.
No, you weren't. Where were you? Maybe it was when you and like the girls went somewhere, like you, Kelsey, and April. I don't know. But all I remember is it was me with the kids and like either Jeremy or someone else. And, you know, they knew that was my favorite movie. I quote it all the time. We laugh about it. And again, it's one of those movies that I've seen 100 times, but I've also seen it on TV a lot. And when it's your favorite movie, you also kind of forget. And when you're like an adult, you don't think about the kid level appropriateness. You just be like, oh, yeah, I don't remember no sex scene and there's no huge murder or, you know, anything like that. You're like, it's fine. And then, yeah, you watch it and there's like a handful of swear words. So for like an 8-year-old, you're like, oh, like
there
you know,
are in that.
Yeah.
Movie.
Handful of swear words, handful of like scenes that like with innuendo. And so I was like, oh, that. Yeah. So it's just funny the level of that. So I was like, yeah, Marty's awesome, but don't watch him till you're 15. So.
Were we going to say something substantial?
It's too late now. We're coming up on the 30-minute mark.
Well, let's just give blessings then.
Guys, we just
may
pray
the
that the Lord just finds you today.
What's the blessing in Numbers?
Number 6. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And something
may
about
be gracious
count.
To you.
Yeah, and may he give you peace.
And may he give you peace. We sounded real convinced over that one.
The Aaronic blessing. Did you know what it's called that? Because Aaron,
no, I didn't.
It's Aaron's blessing to the priest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the blessing to Aaron and the priest. Guys, we just pray that you go find the Lord today because you didn't find it here. Maybe you did.
Maybe you did.
He's found in the secular and the sacred. Oh, man, guys. I don't even know what's going on.
Just getting loopy.
Yeah, I am. Got any other final thoughts? You excited to turn 31?
Final countdown.
No, that was, I was doing fine. I was doing fine.
I got the wrong note.
Yeah, two things. I was doing fine. Why did you feel the need to jump in?
Well, I was getting pumped up with you.
I got two things.
Hype men need to be okay with getting hyped with.
Yes, but hype men got to get it right, okay? Here's the thing. One, why did you deem it appropriate to jump in? Two.
Because I wanted to.
Let me get my second point out. Two, why did you jump in and get it wrong?
I haven't heard it in a while, okay?
I know, I'm just messing around.
There we go.
That was pretty good.
The final countdown.
I love that song. That's a good jingle.
What's the next line?
I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah.
There was a viral video like 10 years ago on YouTube of this guy playing it on like, I can't remember, but I miss the old viral days. Okay, guys, we're done. We love you. Have a great day. Have a great week.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. You need them after listening to this. Too blessed to be stressed.
Go get yourself a pumpkin spice latte.
Go get yourself a PSL.
DM us. Or Chick-fil-A.
Tweet us. We love you guys. Signing off. Peace.